So I just asked it to create a background of the surface of the moon, and let's go ahead and generate. Okay, and here we have our different options, our different generations. Again, they're not perfect, but you get the idea, and you can do a little bit of editing to tighten it up and to make it look a little bit nicer. And they give you this kind of pro tip in a couple different areas and places. You can relight your item here and make it kind of match the scenery a little bit better. So already when we do the maximum relight and we make it kind of darker and more shaded as we would be on the surface of the moon here, or whatever moon we're on, not sure exactly how this matches up with the actual astronomy, if that's the sun back there or what. You can see already just by doing this maximum relight, it looks quite a bit better and quite a bit more natural on as far as our moon energy drink here. What is up, everybody? Just a quick update for you here before you dive into this episode. This was actually recorded back on April 12th, so a couple weeks ago now, after the Canva Create event where they announced a bunch of AI features, a bunch of new tools, and there were so many that we recorded this marathon episode back on the 12th. And then, as is usual, we had a bunch of breaking AI news over the course of the next few weeks, and this got shuffled to the back burner. So bringing it out this weekend because I think there's a ton of value and hopefully you guys can enjoy it. Just wanted to let you know that this is actually a couple of weeks old, just for the perspective on the timing. Also, additional disclaimer, this was recorded over the course of an entire night, pulling an all-nighter, getting this episode lined up. So if I ramble more or go off on more AI-related tangents than usual, that's probably why. Okay, hope you enjoy the episode and are having a great day. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, we are back with an episode that I am super, super excited to share with you and record tonight. And it is officially a late one. Apologies in advance for not getting this out before my usual daily deadline. This was just too jam-packed with so much goodness from Canva and so many things to talk about tonight, because we are talking about probably one of the tools that I use the most, and that is Canva. Primarily any of the thumbnails and anything that I use for our episodes. For you professional designers out there, I know there's some mixed feelings about Canva, and I will accept your scorn and understand if you feel that way. But I am a hardcore power Canva user, a Canva knight, as you might say. So like I said, I am super hyped about these new features, all which were announced in the Canva Create 2025 event, Canva Create Uncharted. That was going on yesterday or the day before, depending on when you're listening to this. And they have been announcing literally a ton of new tools, many of them empowered and enhanced by AI. And just a heads up here, guys, this is 100% going to be a very visual heavy episode. Lots of video and lots of screen sharing where we go through all of these features. I think there's still value to be had just for the audio. We're going to go through and just cover all of the features that are available and what they're capable of. So you'll still get all of that information. But if you want to see how these features are working and how to use them, definitely consider watching or at least listening in a place where you can take a peek once in a while. Otherwise, if you're going to listen on audio, I don't know, maybe crank out the speed or crank up the speed on the playback so it's not too unbearably long without the visual examples. Wanted to throw that disclaimer out there. But anyway, back to all of these amazing AI-enhanced features that we're going to talk about tonight. And they all sound incredibly impactful, not only for marketers, but for designers, for small business owners who are designing or doing their own marketing in design. There are some limitations and some areas for growth, which we'll talk about as well. But tonight, I'm just going to do my best to cover all of the new features. First and foremost, I'm going to go ahead and share my screen here. I have to give a major shout out to YouTube creator Jackie Naughton for her amazing video covering these features that I came across during my research. I didn't give the entire video a watch. Definitely check it out though. As soon as she clued me into the giant hidden Easter egg that allows you to access all of these Canva, these new features in Canva, I had to jump away and dive in and actually start using them and recording our episode for the night. But if you're watching along on video now, you're seeing this announcement page with all these new features that we're going to try out. And before I got clued in by Jackie to how to unlock this page, they were all saying coming soon, and you could only try a few of them in these multiple different tools that you're seeing right now. So I was cruising around, not too proud to admit it. I had no idea that you could actually unlock the all of these latest features and how to do it. So again, thank you, Jackie, for hooking me up with that knowledge. Now, actually, as you will see here, you just go up to the top and click each one of these little icons that turn into envelopes. And that is how you get official access to all of these features that I was clicking around, testing out, thinking that we were going to have to wait for it to come soon. So as you can see, we get our little congratulations message. In this case, we are the 225,505th person to unlock the wonder of the new Canva features. Also, what I really like to see here is that there is an accessibility option down at the bottom here. It's basically for light sensitive or motion sensitive people. They have a version of this experience that you can use if that applies to you, which is amazing, super cool. Then again, if you haven't discovered this yet, if you click right here, and if you wanna go open up your Canva, if you're a Canva user and do this yourself, I don't blame you one bit. Certainly the first thing I did when I saw that it was possible, but I'll just show you the little video just in case you wanna check it out here first. So you click let's go and you get this lovely little animation. And honestly, they really did grant so many wishes. If you're not watching along on video here, they just said you wished, we granted. We have Canva Sheets and Magic Studio and Magic Charts, all these things, Visual Suite 2.0, Canva Code, which I cannot wait to try. So many amazing features to cover tonight. And honestly, this episode's definitely going out late. I can feel it at this point. So apologies in advance for the late release, but this one's gonna be worth it for sure. Okay, first things first, let's talk about Canva AI and give that a try. So if you are watching along on video, you're seeing the Canva AI interface. There's a few different default options down here at the bottom. Design for me, which allows you to select different types of templates and designs that you want to apply to your chat or to your design that you're building with the AI. Now, I want to say right off the bat that I think it probably still makes more sense in Canva to create or to start with one of their existing templates than using the AI at this point. I think it's still pretty early days and it's a little clunky. The outputs aren't amazing. I don't think they're better than a lot of the templates that Canva already offers. But we're gonna just give you a little quick tour here anyway. But just bear that in mind. And this is also where you're gonna be able to do some of the coding stuff and things like that right here within Canva AI. Not to mention, this is also now where the image generator DreamLab resides, is now in Canva AI. So I've mentioned DreamLab on a couple episodes before. It's where I do all my image generations for the thumbnails on the AI Marketing Navigator. That's just right here within Canva AI. Now, if you hit create an image, you're gonna be in DreamLab. You're gonna have all the same styles to apply to your images and aspect ratios and things like that. So if you've used DreamLab in the past, this is all gonna look familiar. It's just now under the Canva AI umbrella. So there's a lot of different jumping off points that you could do here with the AI. It gives you a lot of different prompts to use as examples. Again, it can write for you. It can design multiple types of assets for you. Let's just do a quick little demo here. Again, no promises as to the results or how this is going to turn out. I think there's room for improvement with the Canva AI here. Let's say we wanted to do like a product ad or like a product photo shoot type thing. Let's go ahead and grab an image that I generated, this energy drink one, for instance, here, and we can prompt the AI to, let's go ahead and prompt Canva AI to create an ad with the attached energy drink in it. It should, and then let's say that the energy drink should be on the moon. So let's do that, for instance. And here we go, we have our generations taking place now. It is taking us right into create an image right now. So it's gonna actually take our image of our energy drink, hopefully add it to the moon here. And it did pretty good. It messed with our energy drink a little bit, but you can see our different variations on the styles here. So let's actually use a generation like this energy drink generation. Let's do a social media post in the format of an Instagram post and say, create an Instagram post containing the energy drink in the attached image. Showing the energy drink on the moon. Okay, let's see what the Canva AI creates for us. Okay, and as you can see, we're seeing the shortcomings of the Canva AI right now. There's no moon whatsoever in our image or anything like that. I'd probably be better suited, again, starting with an empty template or a different template from Canva. I could use the background generator, which we're going to check out here in a second, to take my image and do like a background generation of the moon. Maybe that's what we'll do for our background generator demo in a second. And then I could incorporate that into the AI here again and see if it can do a little bit better for us. Again, not super blown away by the results here for even for these ads without the moon included. So you can kind of see what I mean by the limitations, but you get the idea. This is the point behind Canva AI, is to be able to do this type of on the fly creation and design with the tool here. So definitely some room for improvement with Canva. I think a lot of the value of tonight's episode is going to be in some of these other features that are a little bit more focused that we're going to talk about here in a second. Actually, why don't we go ahead and just touch on the background generator now? It kind of falls into the photo editing features that have been added here, or the designable images as they're being called here on the feature page. So let's actually hop out into, let's just do an image. Let's do a couple of different examples here. First, the background generator, and we'll do it with our energy drink image here. Let's grab that. And if we select our image now and we go up to edit the image editor, this is where we're going to find our new features that we have available to us in Magic Studio. You can now see the background generator. Additionally, you have this select area option up here where you can click or brush, or you can select the foreground or the background of the image. For instance, if we were to select the background of the image, we could then use our background remover or our background generator, or you could just simply hit background generator when you're editing this image. But as we will demo in a second here, you can actually brush, click, or select elements or areas of your images and then do dynamic edits using AI to those. So we're going to demo that in a second. Let's just start with our background generator here. So if we were to select our background generator, you get your little text box where you get to describe what you want to see. Let's take a look at our energy drink on the moon. So I just asked it to create a background of the surface of the moon, and let's go ahead and generate. Okay, and here we have our different options, our different generations. Again, they're not perfect, but you get the idea, and you can do a little bit of editing to tighten it up and to make it look a little bit nicer. And they give you this kind of pro tip in a couple different areas and places. You can relight your item here and make it kind of match the scenery a little bit better. So already when we do the maximum relight and we make it kind of darker and more shaded as we would be on the surface of the moon here, or whatever moon we're on, not sure exactly how this matches up with the actual astronomy, if that's the sun back there or what. You can see already just by doing this maximum relight, it looks quite a bit better and quite a bit more natural as far as our moon energy drink here, as far as placing our product on the moon for this photo shoot. Let's try something maybe a little bit more realistic that could be used in a more traditional marketing campaign, like something like a bench in the park. Let's see if they can actually set this drink on a bench in the park for us and see what happens here. Okay, see, there you go. That's not too bad right there. And again, if we adjust our lighting, it should get a little bit better. And I think we'll probably, you know, stick right around in the middle in there. And it got a little creative on some of our generations here, but you get the point. This is the background generator. You can do some very quick and very creative background generations. And I really do like the lighting feature here. I think that's a really clutch way to very quickly make these generations look a lot more realistic. Okay, next let's try some of the, just like the select area editing that you can do within the photos now. So if we were just to come in here and like grab a stock photo, let's just grab this one for instance. We'll resize it to our canvas here. And again, if we go up to edit, we have our select area that we can do. And if we click select area, it's automatically gone and found all the different items or elements that we can select in here. Now, one thing it will mention to us when we go in here and try and select some things, as you'll see, is that this is not meant to be done on faces or hands or legs or arms. Body parts basically is what they say. So we're not going to select our the people here. But I think I want to show you, for instance, let's just grab this coffee mug here. You can magically erase it. You can grab it and move it around in the image, or you can edit it, which is what we're going to do. So let's go to Magic Edit and describe what we want to add or change. Let's say we just wanted to change this coffee mug. Change the color of the coffee mug to bright yellow or something like that. And let's go ahead and generate. And again, here you see that little warning about editing faces, hands, or legs. But we're just going to stick to our coffee mug. So we should be able to get a pretty good result here with our bright yellow coffee mug. And there you go. We have a few different options to use here. I think, again, you pick the one that turns out the best. I think it's probably this one here at the top left. Let's just continue to edit here a little bit more. And again, this is now applied to our image. Let's go back to edit. Let's click and let's select the tree, I don't know exactly what type of tree that is, but let's select that and let's do a magic edit there. We did not grab the shadow, so the shadow behind it is going to mess with it a little bit, but let's edit this tree, or let's see if we can edit this tree. Change the tree to a, I don't know, let's just have it change it into like a sculpture version of a tree or something and see what it does with that generation here. Okay, so not quite the same effect, but you get the idea. Let's try like a clay version and see if that comes out any different here. Okay, so we have a different, much different look to our tree in a couple of these examples here for our clay version. So you're definitely, I hope you're getting the idea anyway of being able to select these items and edit them. One more little bit of a marketing use case here for the AI Marketing Navigator after all. So let's, like, for products, if we already saw we could change the product color. So if you're doing product photo shoots or product ads, you can very quickly add color variations. Let's do another one of those to the laptop in our picture, for instance. So if we were to go and click again and select our laptop, we could change the color again of our laptop or something like that from the black that it is to change the color of the laptop to pink. And again, you can get an idea of how the click to edit features or the select area and edit features of Canva and the AI that it uses work here. And we're starting to run into a little bit of limitations. And for some reason, it gave us a green laptop. It wasn't quite able to get the pink result here. But the technology is not perfect. The AI here in Canva is not perfect. They say as much just down here. They say, this technology is new and improving. Please check and report these images if they don't seem right. So we have the background remover that we did. We have the ability to go and edit individual elements within our images, within our graphics. And then the one other one that I wanted to touch on is this perspective changing one that's been added now. So for instance, I'm in this little generation of a shoe that I did earlier. And this one can actually be found if you click into the new photo editor right here. And maybe this is still rolling out to like the original image editing, but if I were to click into this image, for instance, I can't find the perspective option, which is the new option. It's actually under the crop menu item, but again, I can't see it in this typical image editing. But if we were to go back out again to the homepage here, and if we were to select photo editor, first of all, you see perspective correction up here as one of these options. And it did have a little new tab above it, just like our background remover before I messed around with it a little bit. But if we select now one of our images inside the photo editor option, under the crop options, we have this perspective, and you can change the vertical or horizontal perspective. And it's not a perfect example with these shoes here, but you can see the point behind it is to be able to very quickly and easily change the viewpoint and the perspective and the angles within your image. Okay, and moving on here, let's talk a little bit about Canva Sheets now. And I debated the best way to demo this one for you guys, to go and grab a template of a sheet here, or just to do their little walkthrough where we try sheets. So I'm gonna do that. Really, this is all about being able to add some incredibly dynamic cell data and cell contents to spreadsheets within Canva. Obviously, you're going to be able to do all of the design stuff as well. I'm just sharing the tab of the sheet now. Sorry about that. Forgot to click share tab. But you're going to be able to do all this design stuff with your sheets as well that you're seeing here. But within these cells now, you can do these actions, or you can add these quick actions, which is really what this is all about. Again, you can drag all of the elements and designs that you usually would, graphics, things like that, into these cells. But in addition to that, you can add these actions. So the first one that they give us as an example is a date. You can also mention teammates. But on top of that, so let's, like, again, select a cell here. They're prompting us to add a date. But if you were to go up to these actions, there are a bunch of them. So you can fill empty cells with this action as well with some magic write stuff. You can add charts, or you can generate magic insights. This is where we get into like some of the bulk create or bulk resize as well. We're going to touch on that in a second. But it's these actions down here that I wanted to highlight in this spreadsheet. So you can mention a teammate, you can add a date, you can add a dropdown. And for instance, for dropdowns, you can create one. They have some created here that they're using in the spreadsheet, or you can have some default ones that are created and preset for you here. So definitely a really bold push by Canva into kind of the sheet creation and sheet data handling of these spreadsheets as well. And I, for one, think that the practicality of it is particularly interesting when it gets into like the bulk editing. in the bulk publishing. So let's get into that use case here really quick. I've actually hopped into a design template for a social media calendar sheet here, and I'm going to demo a couple of the actual sheet things that we can do. I'm going to actually add a column to our spreadsheet here to the right, and I'm going to have this be the post copy, and we're going to do a little bit of magic writing here. First, I'm going to delete all the contents in here, and we're going to do a magic write an action and fill empty cells, and we have all of this generated copy. So we're going to insert that into our cells, and bang, just like that, we have our magic write demo right there. And it looks like I missed a few of our cells here, so let's just do the same thing really quick, and you'll get another look at how to do this. You select your cells under actions, fill empty cells, and we're going to have our AI do the generation for us. And filling those empty cells is actually a little bit different than the magic write. So we just added a column for magic write here, and so let's select all these cells again. Let's go to actions, and this time we'll do a magic write, and it's giving us a little explainer on magic write. Basically, it says the following: magic write is your AI powered writing assistant, helping you write copy and brainstorm ideas. So you can basically do this magic writing across all of your designs by highlighting or selecting these elements, selecting magic write, and then prompting the AI to write what you would like it to. So here we're being asked to prompt what we would like magic write to fill in these blocks with. Let's just say social media copy for e-commerce. And same basic thing with filling the empty cells. We are now generating our social media copy. And you'll notice a couple options down here at the bottom as well. You can generate more like this, or you can do this, but so you can do this type of generation, but you can actually specify a change or something you'd like to make, as I understand it. But we're going to go ahead and just insert that now. Now let's talk about the bulk create options. So let's say we were to go through and select all of our visuals in our spreadsheet here and all of our magic write copy for our social media posts. And if we were to go back up to actions now and we went to bulk create, and I've actually just moved our visuals over next to our magic write for the purposes of our demo, because you have to select all of your cells that you want to do your bulk create. They have to be an unbroken range. So I'm just going to highlight all of these images and the copy that corresponds with the image for the post. And now if we were to go back up to actions and we were to select bulk create, it takes us into the bulk create process. Oops, and I forgot to select the little header in our range of cells here. So I'll do that. And now we can start the process. So we've selected our range, and now we need to set up our data. The next step is to choose a template or a design that you want to use for your bulk create. I've just grabbed this really quick social media post template right here. Now, this is just kind of a random template that I grabbed, so it's not going to work perfectly with the example spreadsheet that we have. But essentially what you'll do now that you've selected your data, you're going to connect that data to your template. So with this template, let's say we select this image, we're going to connect this to our visuals. And so all of the visuals in those cells will then go into this area of our template and populate the image area. So we're going to do the same thing here with our text. And I'm actually going to delete these here. And we're just going to grab this piece of text. We're going to connect this data to our magic write. And we're going to go ahead and generate our designs. Let's go ahead and see what it looks like. Again, I don't think it's going to work out perfectly because we didn't really plan out the template with our content, but it'll give you the general workflow of how to do a bulk create here with the new Canva features. Okay, so we have our design that's now been created in our table. And just like I said, not a great example because it wasn't a great template for what we were doing. But if we were to open up these individual designs now, you can see that our image from our spreadsheet has been populated in this area that we've connected it to, and our copy has been added to the copy section. So in the interest of getting this episode out sometime in the near future, I'm not going to find the perfect template to do this example, but I wanted to show you guys how to do this bulk create. You select the rows or the columns, excuse me, that you want to use for your data. You select a template, and then you connect that data to the areas of your template. And then voila, you have all your posts in your template for your social media calendar. Okay, continuing on now with our marathon length episode. We're definitely going to have to break this one up into a couple parts for sure. Let's jump into the magic charts now. And what we're going to do is just use this example spreadsheet or sheet from Canva that they have here. But what you can do, and it's literally telling us exactly what to do, it's giving us a little area to drop our chart, but you can select all of your data here, like we're going to do, and I'm actually going to select the headers as well. So we'll do that. And what it's prompting us to do, or the instructions over here, are essentially telling us to select our data set, which we have done. We're going to go over to the toolbar up here and say Magic Charts, and it's going to give us a bunch of different types of charts. Now, They've told us to do a pie, but I think you could also do a donut. Basically something circular that you can then fit into this little placeholder. So we've done a pie chart here, and we're gonna go ahead and just pull this into our presentation. And the last step it's telling us to do here is to change the white color to a no color. And that will give us the more seamless look that they mention here. I'm gonna just get it to fit as neatly as I can into our little placeholder for our chart. And then of course you can get in and edit all of these colors as well and make it look as pretty as you want. But pretty straightforward, that is Magic Charts. If you have in your Sheets or if you have data that you wanna pull into Sheets from Canva, even if you don't like Canva Sheets or you don't wanna use that, but you wanna visualize some of your data very quickly and very easily and incorporate that into your designs or allow your design team to incorporate it into your designs, then right here, you can just grab this data and whip up a Magic Chart and style it appropriately. Okay, back out to all of our releases and features. The next one I want to touch on really quickly here is all of the apps that you can now bring data in to your designs from. Just a bunch of the marketing ones that they list here I wanted to mention to you guys. We have MailChimp and HubSpot and Monday.com and LinkedIn and Twitter as well. And I'm going to just go to all the marketing ones here. Google Drive. Here under productivity, there's a lot of good examples of other ones as well. So Amazon Creators or Dropbox or Shopify content. So you can add your Shopify products and files to any design. So just very quickly and easy, pull your Shopify products into your design files. HubSpot, share images with HubSpot, social, email, ads, and CMS. For HubSpot, for instance, you can, as they say, drop files from HubSpot right into your Canva designs, publish to File Manager in HubSpot to share on social media, liven up your emails, or broadcast beautifully with ads. So just very quickly and easily connecting all of these tools with these apps. Okay, now moving on to Magic Insights and Magic Formulas. They're both kind of similar because they exist within the Canva Sheets feature. Let's start with Magic Insights. We'll just use the demo that they have set up for us here in Canva. They have a little term tracker that's tracking buzzwords around the workplace and how quickly they're being adopted. And again, they give you little steps here in the left-hand side of all of these examples. So definitely check it out for yourself if you are a Canva user. But basically all you have to do is select your table or your data, make sure to include the headers. And then in the actions, now you have the Magic Insights option as well, among these other ones that we've covered. So Magic Insights, and this is where you ask your question about the data that you've highlighted. So for our example, let's just ask which buzzword has been adopted most rapidly. So we'll just give that a second while it generates. Okay, and here we have our insights for the page along with the formulas that are needed to generate them, which is super handy. It answers our question first. The buzzword with the highest overall increase in adoption rate from 2022 to 2024 is work from home. Makes sense. Actually sounds really accurate. The maximum adoption rate in 2024 is 99%. And that is Let's Circle Back, which is hilarious. And then the last one here is the percentage increase in adoption rate for the most rapidly adopted buzzword from 2022 to 2024 is 1.33. So I'm pretty sure that means like 133% because they're not breaking these down into percentages in these little insights. So anyway, and then lastly, you have a chart here, and the last step in the instructions here to add your chart to your presentation or your spreadsheet, and they give us a little spot here to add it. So you gotta love Canva for walking you through each step here, but you can just grab it here and add it to your presentation, and you are now a data master with Canva's new AI visualization tools and insights. So let's go check out formulas. So this is actually a hilarious example that they have for us here in the Magic Formulas instance. They have a tax invoice for the really big office party. Actually, it's gotta be the biggest office party ever in the history of office parties, because you have Beyonce, Bounce Castle, Live Llamas, Slip and Slide, Red Carpet. Check out the examples for yourself for more details. But basically, you have all of these things broken down by price and then the priority with which you need to have them. They give us this formula or prompt to use for our magic formula, a total sum of the must-have items. So you're just adding up all your must-have items, and then you're adding a tip of 7.5%. So basically what you're doing with your spreadsheets in this case is you have all your data, you're finding where you want to calculate your formula. They give us a little cell here. And then again, under actions, we go all the way down to magic formulas, and it gives our little prompt or describe what you want your formula to do. And again, we have our total sum of must have items plus, and I didn't even do the work of copying and pasting, and then we give it our prompt. And we have the answer, for one thing, $1,358,540 is the total cost plus a tip. Now, it does say that we should probably check that for accuracy. I'm going to take it at its word. You get the idea here. Hit me up in the comments if you think that's wrong or if that is wrong. Do the math quickly yourself if you'd like. But again, you can just insert this now into your cell and you have your answer. Super slick. And I am definitely making a note to hop over into Google Sheets and see if the Gemini integration there has the prompt to formula feature in it right now, because that is pretty slick. Okay, the next two features we can kind of demo or talk about together because they're kind of related. That is the AI voice and the animation of captions, or the new captions abilities. And actually, we can touch on all the new animations as well. Again, I'm probably going to miss some stuff in this episode that's included in the Canva Create releases and announcements. I'm trying to cover everything as best as I can. And it will quite literally probably take me all night in the case of this episode, but that is okay. We're going to get it all down, and I'm going to break this one up probably as well and publish it around a little bit. So anyway, talking about AI voice and the captions now, and again, if I miss anything, apologies. I'll be spending much more time in Canva over the next few days. And as more use cases present themselves, we'll do deeper dives into each of those as well. So, okay, let's start with the captions, because we can kind of do our AI voice off of those captions. So again, Canva gives us a little template here and a video inside of that template that we can add our captions to, as well as steps to do it. You're actually going to do it through the text tool in the case of the captions. And just a little bonus bit of information here. They tell us that this was generated by DID, this video, and we actually talked about that in one of our episodes back in the day. I don't think it's the greatest AI avatar. It's actually a little kind of giving me some like Uncanny Valley-ish type things. Maybe it's just the glitchy effect that they have added to it. I don't know. You guys tell me what you think about the avatar in the comments for this one. But okay, so captions. You're going to select your video. You're going to go over to text, and you have dynamic text options under the text elements. And if you select captions, it's going to prompt you to select the videos that you want to add those captions or generate those captions for. And you just click generate, and it's as easy as that. You now have your captions. Now let's talk about animation for captions and just for elements in general. We'll check that off of our list of new features to touch on here during our massive Canva release episode. So if we select our captions and we go to animate, you can see here we have all of these different animations specifically for captions. And we have three new ones at the top here, reveal, and you can see them going through and demoing when you hover over them. We have highlight and then ABC. And then of course you can change the colors and the font and the effects on your captions as well. Anyway, so that's how you're going to animate the captions that you can now generate quickly. There's a bunch more here as well. And actually, to demonstrate this, let's do a little sneak preview of the new Visual Suite 2.0 that you can do now. You can literally add multiple different page types down here in the bottom of your editor. So we have our caption animations, which we covered, and then you have the text animations, which you actually just saw as well. So, and you saw some of these under the caption ones as well. And then up here, we have our page animations. And these are animations that are going to affect your entire page across all the elements, which are really cool. And it's really, really a fast, effective way to animate everything on your page. And a new feature here, another one that we're going to cover here, is Magic Animate. And it reads here, instantly animate all pages in a style of your choice. So the AI actually comes up with some animation styles for us here. The digital one, which is kind of cool. It flickers on a little bit. That's cool. Bold. Elegant, not sure how that's necessarily different. Energetic, handmade, which is kind of cool. I don't know, I think there's a lot more potential within the preset created styles, as well as some new ones. Speaking of which, if we were to go over to the video now and click animate for that element, this is where you get like presentation or photo animations settings. So you can animate all the different types of assets that you're putting into these templates. And if you are an experienced Canva user, none of this is going to be necessarily new information to you, but we have some new animations and, of course, all those new AI features that we're touching on tonight as well. So Shake Zoom is a new one. That one's pretty cool. Whip Slide or Old TV or Chroma Wave. That's a pretty cool one right there. So these are the new animations that have been added as well, along with these new releases. And I thought I'd just go ahead and demo the AI voice generation in here. And I should say, disclaimer, this is a long way off from replacing our favorite voice tool on the AI Marketing Navigator, 11 Labs. As far as customization options and applying your own voice to it, I wouldn't be surprised if they're actually using some 11 Labs or something like that to generate the voices that they do have, but a bit more limited than a tool like 11 Labs. Just thought we should note that first. But really, all you have to do here is come to, for instance, a video, which is the example that they have here. And if you were to select this video, you can then select the text and highlight that, and we come to our magic write button again. So our AI voiceover is actually under our magic write option. And here, this gives you an opportunity to see all of the different options you have under magic write too. You can give it a custom prompt, you can have it rewrite, you can do a spell check, you can basically extend the writing or shorten, you can make it more fun, more formal, you can sprinkle fairy dust on it, which gives it a very creative prompt, essentially. So for instance, it's changed it or suggested we change it to something much more dynamic. For instance, it went from POV, you're a social media manager and every scroll counts as market research, to you are a maestro of social media, where every scroll transforms into a treasure trove of market insights. Honestly, I think I liked the pre-fairy dust version better, but we had to check out what fairy dust was anyway. So back to our AI voice, again, under Magic Write, which is essentially like a style feature that you can change, as I understand. You can generate a quiz based on the text. Again, all these are in the Magic Write category or tool here. And then right here, the last one, and the quiz is new as well, is Generate AI Voice. And we have the text that we want our AI voice to read. And I did some testing on this earlier, and I'm actually going to separate POV. Otherwise, it's going to read it as POV, one word. So to get it to read POV, just separate those. And we have four different voices here that we can use, Carol, Lisa, Ralph, and Richard. So you click it here and it's going to read the text that you have for it.
POV, you're a social media manager and every scroll counts as market research.
Or Richard, for instance.
POV, you're a social media manager and every scroll counts as market research.
And then what you can do is you can generate that voice and it's going to get added to your presentation or to your video, and you just line it up appropriately. And when we click play here,
POV, you're a social media manager and every scroll counts as market.
I would probably back it up like to here or just to line up with that video in general.
POV, you're a social media manager and every scroll counts as market research.
And there you go. You've just added a AI voice to your video. And actually, if you were to watch and continue watching, it gives you a bunch of different other things you can do here, like balancing audio in your video or auto adjusting. So with all the elements that you can adjust, you can auto adjust them as well. And then last here is another example of this animate. And this is actually a fun one that I can show you guys. If you select the entire little TV image here and you go to animate and you do the new old TV animation, boom, it pops on like an old TV. And this is a really quick and easy creative way to show you what you can do here. Okay, there are really two more things we're going to dive into here. One is the Canva code. We're going to finish up with that, where we just do a quick demo on a couple of the templates for Canva code. And again, it's going to look very similar to the code generation tools we've used, except in the style of Canva, which is kind of cool to see it inside of Canva. I don't think it's going to beat the cursors or the replets out there or anything like that, or Claude 3.7. Again, I don't know exactly what's powering it behind the scenes, so hard to say exactly without some extensive testing, but it's certainly not like an extensive AI IDE or development environment or anything like that. So let's touch on the Visual Suite 2.0 first. And then within that, we'll talk about these scrollables that they mention right here, which are a really cool new type of asset that essentially I think allow you to make almost an interactive website experience for your users. So let's try the Visual Suite. And basically the concept here is that you can add multiple types of different templates and assets into the same workspace here in Canva now. So they have built out, as an example, a multi-page campaign. And that's what these are down here, is all these different pages. And each one is a different type of template or design. We have a presentation, we have a doc, we have a sheet, a spreadsheet in here, social media, a website as well. So again, you can create websites in Canva. Nothing groundbreaking or super impressive that any advanced agency would probably be using, but worth mentioning anyway. You also have a whiteboard, and then they give you instructions on adding these different types of pages. So you have your sheets, your docs, your presentations, And so on and so forth. If we were to go back to the scrollables here and take a look at Canva's example scrollable, basically it's this really cool dynamic asset that you can scroll through. And as you do, it will generate all of these texts and animations and elements and things like that. And here you have the typewriter effect. And the more you scroll down, the more you're going to get. You have a how-to folder popping up here. And each different folder would pop up with different assets. So this one is really, really cool, really well designed. This is the template that they have created here. But you can see it's very similar to a website that you would scroll through and that would dynamically load the copy and all of the information. So really cool feature here that I did not expect to find towards the end of our video. Now we could go in and edit this existing one, but basically how you would create this is within a document, or you would create a document. And in that document, a new line or a new item can be a scrollable design. Let's say we were to add a few of our episode thumbnails or something like that into our design here. Not a perfect example here, but as we scroll down, the different assets or the different elements in our thumbnail will load and scroll up. So I'm just going to add a few more of these, and just to give you a better idea of the effect if we were to like string a few of these together. So if I threw another thumbnail in below this one, you're just going to continue to scroll through all of these elements. I put in like the shoe in here, and that just loads with a simple like fade animation. So it's going to take whatever assets or designs you have, and it's going to basically convert them to scrollable. So design them with that in mind, which is definitely what they did with their example that we're looking at right here. Again, all of these text and visual elements. And if we were to click in here, we can see again that these are really all just separate pages, each individually designed. And you can tell it would take some time and practice to get it quite as nailed down as this example one. But again, very cool concept that I think has a lot of cool potential. Okay, and then last, but certainly not least, on this Canva Create 2025 release list, still working on the mouthful of an episode title this one's going to be. Anyway, we have the Canva code feature. So I'm just super, super excited to see Canva in the space. Again, I don't think that this is going to compare today to like a cursor combined with a Lovable as far as a coding generator or an agent or an IDE or like a development environment. And then as far as like a UI or design, I think Lovable is probably going to get you further as well. But what I find so particularly interesting with Canva is whatever you create or code here with Canva, you can then incorporate into all of your Canva designs immediately, which is really cool. Just having it that close to your design and your tools and your templates is interesting. And I think opens the door to a lot of creative use cases. So we have all these prompts here. Let's just code. Let's code a interactive historical timeline or something. So we'll have Canva create that for us for our demonstration. But this is going to look familiar to anybody who's watched us use any of these coding developers on the show before. We have our canvas in Canva here, I'll call it, but it's called a canvas in our other tools, or an artifact in the case of Claude, where we have our code being generated. And when it's done, it's going to show us a preview of our interactive historical timeline. And then after this, I'll actually do a prompt that's a little bit more marketing focused. I just wanted to show one that it was prepared to make for us anyway, before we test it a little bit and do a marketing focused prompt. I think we'll just do like, I don't know, a website grader tool or something. And we'll test Canva's design side of things by asking it to be like, I don't know, like retro game style or something like that. Something fun. Okay, I've stalled for a while. We'll cut ahead to the end of this code generation when we have our historical timeline that we can interact with. Stand by, everybody. Okay, and here we have our little timeline, our historical timeline. Again, nothing too mind-blowing here, but what I want to show you guys, and what I think is the big differentiator as far as Canva goes with being able to code right in here, is taking this and using it in an existing design or a new design. So you can literally just grab this, and it's now an element that you can resize, and you can move around, and you can build around as well. You can add different pages. You can publish it to a website, which would probably make the most sense with a lot of these coding tools and stuff like that. But this, having it this close to the other assets and the other templates, is I think what makes it particularly interesting in the case of Canva having a coding feature. And I think that's maybe what the Canva folks are thinking too. Because for you navigators out there who are using these coding tools like Cursor or Lovable, I would still recommend the Cursors and the Lovables of the world. But we were talking all about these new features in Canva tonight, so we had to include the amazing fact that even Canva has entered the AI coding game. Okay, I think that just about has to do it for our massive Canva Create 2025 episode. I did my best to touch on as many of the new features as I could anyway, specifically the AI ones or the ones that utilize some of these amazing AI enhancements. Again, Canva has been one of the tools I've used the most over the years in so many of my workflows, and this has got to be one of the biggest drops of new features and certainly the hugest incorporation of AI into the platform, which is the perfect crossover of one of the tools I use so often and the incredible technology that we talk about every day on the show. Okay, that does it for tonight's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.